this is such a multifaceted thing, similar to the opioid epidemic that we've been dealing with all these years. There's not one thing, there are so many things. The other flip side of this coin is the drug supply. The United Nations just published a really interesting perspective on drug supply throughout the world and how it has changed during the time of COVID. But patients with substance use disorder do not necessarily have access to their typical drug dealer. They had unfamiliar drugs to use because the supply of heroin might have been decreased. And so increasingly, the medications or the drugs, illicit substances that were used, were laced with fentanyl, which was a problem before COVID as well. It was a rising problem, and now it has just burgeoned. One of the reasons for that, fentanyl is a very legitimate pain-relieving medication. It is the staple of anesthesia. I'm an anesthesiologist. I sedate people every time I'm in our procedure suite with a combination of fentanyl and a benzodiazepine called midazolam. Very legitimate medication, but unfortunately, it has been misused. It's being produced. It's one of the opioids that can be produced artificially or chemically rather than being derived from the opium poppy like heroin and morphine are, for instance.